With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, it took a while, but the National League finally prevailed over the American League in the annual All-Star Game.
The National League snapped a 9-game losing streak in the All-Star Game with a 3-2 victory over the American League. Elias Diaz hit a 2-run homer in the top of the 8th inning to give the National League the lead and claim MVP honors.
Yeah, it feels incredible. When we all got here, we all talked about how we were going to bring home the win. I just didn't realize it was going to be me to bring home the win, but it feels great. It feels awesome to be able to contribute.
That was Diaz through an interpreter. Craig Kimbrell struck out Jose Ramirez with 2 runners on base in the 9th inning to record the save. Luis Arraez drove in the other National League run. Jim Bernard, Seattle.
Off the field, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will consider increasing time on the pitch clock for the postseason, but is reluctant to adjust an innovation the sport considers a great success. This is SRN Sports. In tennis, Elena Svitolina is back in her first Grand Slam semifinal since 2019. She got there at Wimbledon by beating number one Iga Swiatek in 3 sets Tuesday. Svitolina will now face Markéta Vondrousova for a berth in Saturday's final. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic will play Jannik Sinner in the men's semifinals. In golf, a PGA Tour executive told Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund agreed to invest more than $1 billion in a new commercial entity controlled by the tour. Ron Price, the tour's chief operating officer, also said at a hearing Tuesday that Greg Norman will be ousted as the CEO of LIV Golf if the business deal between the Saudis and the tour is finalized. The NBA's Board of Governors has approved 2 rules changes for the coming season on Tuesday. This is SRN Sports.